You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, everybody. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. And I'm your host, Dr. Baker Claude Smith. And I'd like to say a belated Happy New Year. And I know that, we've been out for a while with some sickness, but I'd like to say Happy New Year to you and to my friends at Core Lab. I'd like to say, give a shout, Scott, Mom, Latoya, and baby child, Troublemaker. I call her the Troublemaker. And I'm giving you all a shout out. Today, my topic is today is about the new year. What the new year is going to bring us and what the new year might have in store for us. Many times that when a new year pop in and people get has revelations or things that they say they're going to do and don't do it, or things they will do hoping that it come. Well, this New Year's, I wonder what it's going to bring, what it's going to do, how we going to feel, and how things going to look for us. Because a lot of us is looking for great things this year than last year. I mean, last year we had some ups and downs, some bumps and hills and mountains that we didn't make it up, and some went up once, some went down. So now we got to start off with a new year and got to think about our fellow man, sisters and brothers and family, and what we gonna do this year? Are we going to be a family? Are we gonna be a foe? Or what are we planning to do this year? Myself, I'm looking for a great new year. I'm looking for a lot of things to happen this year. Things to happen. Some things that happen. And also, let me say, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church, where the Reverend Kaiser Jones is the pastor, and the Keys of Harmony. Now, the Keys of Harmony, we are getting things together for you, so I don't have anything to tell you about us, but things are looking up for us, so be looking out for us. Also, I would like to say this year that I'm asking all some of the promoters here, managers, I'm asking y'all, we all meet at the library. I haven't set the date yet, but when I see y'all, we'll give you the date. We all can meet at the library because I have something that I would like for all of us to do, not just me, but all of us. Everybody else has their music fest. Everybody else has their music festivals and everything, but Columbus has a Ribs and Jazz Fest and Asian Fest and everything. But that's never been one thing I would like to start. If all of us can get together and have the very first Gospel Fest. And that means what I'm saying is that all the local talent here in Columbus that could sing, all the groups that here, all the quartets that here, whatever you have, let's have a one big Gospel Fest where the Commons, the big park downtown, the Commons. And they have all sorts of shows down there, musicals, anything. They have something that's music to entertain the people during the summer. That I'm hoping that if we can all get together and plan this, we can start a gospel fest, and get some help. I guess we'll sit down and talk about how we're gonna do this, and get some advertisement in, and if some of your promoters want to bring some groups in, that's fine. You know, we can bring some groups in or whoever, because I know besides groups, I know there's gonna be some. Since I said it's a Gospel Fest and all the talent here in Columbus, local talent and semi-pro talent that's here in Columbus, that we can do this joyous thing. And this it came to me on my heart that we should try to do this gospel fest. Cincinnati has a jazz festival down every year, somewhere around between August and July. They have a jazz festival. They have a big thing called the Family Reunion. And Saturday is the R&B and Sunday is the gospel. And sometimes they have blues on one side, gospel on the other side. And I was thinking by everybody else doing this, and I don't know what type of musical Cleveland have or something like this, but I was thinking, why don't Columbus, when we got here in Columbus, put out a big gospel fest? Maybe not, maybe we might try for two, maybe one day, that whole weekend, but nothing but pure gospel music, where people could come sit in the park and enjoy themselves and listen to the sound of good gospel music that's out. Like I said, I'm hoping that we can get together, the managers, the booking managers, and then we can all sit down at the library at the table and try to plan this thing and get it together, because I was told by our manager that somebody needs to do something here in Columbus. And it stuck with me. It really has stuck with me, and we do need to do something here in Columbus to kick this thing off. And I every time I pass that park, there's always something going on, but you never, there's either Cincinnati, the Columbus Symphony Orchestra is down there, OSU band be down there, maybe they have one of the old RBC. I remember I've been down there a couple times with the OJs was down there, and Gladys Knight was down there, and all of them, and the Soul Food Festival was down, they had it down there. So why don't we, if that can happen, if they can do that, why don't we all get together and pull the gospel fest? And if we can get that together by next year, I'm not going to say this year, I'm going to say next year. It all depends on the pandemic and how this thing is going to roll, and how it's going to let us, how it's going to leave, or it's going to stay, or what effects. I know it's a bad effect, but how I see what's going to happen. Is it going to clear up enough so we can have this gospel fest? And I mean, my heart's out to do it. It came up in my heart. And every time I look at that park, I always wonder, why don't we give a gospel fest? And it's been on my heart for about maybe two or three years, but I never try to pursue it. I never try to go after it like I do everything else. I want something real bad. You know how you want things real bad, but you will go after it. Well, this time, I'm not going to let this go. As long as it stay on my heart, as long as it stay on my mind, I'm going to try. If we all to get together and bring singing right back to Columbus like it used to be. And, you know, back in the day, we had the singers, and we had the groups and the singers and everything. So I already talked to one celebrity, and him and I were talking about get back together. He's a singer, and we'll get back together. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to say anything about it, but he has connections. And we're hopefully that we can get together. And also, that came to me, try to get some top pro groups in here, maybe one or two. Would like to try to get them in here and for a night or two. And like I said, I'm looking for this next year, around the summer, next year, where we can get this gospel, either two nights or one night to get this gospel festival going. Because, as I said, Columbus needs to go back like it used to be, needs to change, bring back the old Columbus where the singers were there. And when one group has something, all the groups were together. So come on, Columbus, let's give it a try and and see what happens. We can work on this. We can all work on this together. And I had a friend of mine, a pastor, told me, I need you, you need me, and we all need each other. So let's try to get this going. And like I said, it won't be the first. I'm gonna be mentioning it. Everywhere I go, every program I go to, I will be mentioned about it. Also, I'd like to say any groups that would like to participate, get in on this festival, and give me a call, and I'll give you my number as we go along. Now, I know that the quartets here, you know, trying to get this straight for the quartets, but I know that there are somebody or somewhere along the line is going to holler, hey, what about the choirs? What you going to do about the choirs? Okay, choirs is crowd directors. You get in touch with me. It's going to be a night for you, nothing but straight, a night for nothing but choirs. But the next night is going to be quartets. Now, this all we can do either or. We can mix both nights with each other. But as I said before, this Gospel Fest has been on my heart from quite some time. And I've been putting it back, laying it back, hiding and putting it back there. I can't hold it back. I can't lay it back any longer. So I have to bring it out front. And I have to bring it to the head and let everybody know that, hey, this is what we can do in Columbus. Really, be truthful. We all can work together. Choirs and quartets can work together on this. And let's see how it comes out. Doesn't matter what church you belong to. Doesn't matter what group you with. But please, let's put this big gospel festival together and let it be something big. Because I hope, like I said, by next year, I'm looking for that we all get together and have this thing planned out. And that it will be a big, hopefully, by the grace of God, it will be a big success. Now, getting back to my topics, the new year. The new year has begun to look sort of blink. You know, there's things that happen here in this new year's, and some sad spots and some good things that happen here. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, teachers, pastors, ministers, and all, we are going to have to learn to take this new year and bring it to about peace. We are going to have to learn to love each other day by day, hour by hour. We don't need to bring this new year in as like last year. We need to bring this new year in as a happy year of love and caring. We need to bring this new year to where everybody don't have to worry about going out of their front door or back door without something happening. I hope that this is not being political. I'm not trying to be political, but I'm trying to say this. We got our own thing we have to get together, because it's getting to the point that we are living, and as my grandfather would say, I'm stepping in his shoes a little bit, he would say, we are living on borrowed time. This is a time, this is the beginning, as Jesus Christ would say, the beginning of sorrow. And sorrow is, nobody wants to live in sorrow, and nobody wants to live in self-pity. This is my opinion of that. We are people, loving kind people. We're people that we should love each other. We were put here to be brothers and sisters. We were put here to help each other out. And we were put here to just to live our lives in a good way, not a bad way, in a glorious way. Too many things about that's in this new year should be great. We should be honored. We should be happy. We should not be in a way where things begin to go downward when it should be going forward. Things that as time go by day by day, we don't even think about how we're going to do things anymore. Because there's always something that comes in and to tear us apart. There's one thing that I remember writing one time, that you can't let the devil know what you're doing. Because he has a way of getting into your mind or getting into your brain or whatever to pull you down. We got to stop letting things pull us down. We got to look forward. This is a brand new year. 2022 is a brand new year. This is the first month. And we're getting ready about to go into the second month. And we got 11 months to go. Some way, somehow, we got to be strong. And we have to be stronger, not weaker. Men will have to be stronger and show that they are the head, that they can lead. Not let the women lead and not let them think, well, they don't need us. No, it's not that way. We need each other. There are times when I've seen times where people have been very, very happy together. And I've seen people where people were, they may argue and everything, but may not be for long, but they back together and they love each other very much. And we have to show more love towards each other. We have to show more love to let the whole world see what type. We got to let that light shine and let it bright come up. And let it be very, very bright. Each day as I get up to go to work in the morning and I see people on the street begging, this shouldn't be. We should be able to go up there and help that person or show that person where they can get some help, where they don't have to be going hungry every day or call themselves. Or some of them out there using it for a game or just to get the money to get stuff. But we shouldn't. These people are strong enough to get a job. If you could go up there and talk, say, hey, come on, let me show you where I can get you some help at. You don't have to be out here in this cold 365 days a year starving. But this is a new year. And we don't want to start this new year just like last year. We got to take this year and move forward. I hear on the news everything every day how people are trying to get together. People are getting sick. And we have a pandemic has been with us for almost 2 years. 2 years. And we have to, you know, it's and when it came out, it was rough. Oh, yeah, it was rough. The vaccines came out, and they kind of helped a little bit and try to bring us together. The vaccines was giving us a helping hand. But you know, vaccines are fine, the science is fine, but there's one person in this whole, of all of us, has said, if we turn from our wicked ways and call by my name, he will heal the land. And maybe this could be a warning that we have to really dig into and listen to and try to pull it together. Bring forth the happiness of love, joy, and kindness. Bring forth the enjoyment of being able to go up, walk to a fellow man or your sister, give him a hug or shake hands sometime. We don't need all this. That's just all this, all we need. All this other stuff, we do nothing like. And this is a new year. And we still gonna try to go the same way we did year after year after year after year after year. It seems like it's a circle. We're going to have to learn to break that circle. And long we break that circle and get rid of that circle, and start with a new circle. You know, some people like to go through revolving doors day by day, day by day. They love to go around that same revolving door. And they don't want to break away from it. But then you have to look at this. The revolving door does not always stop. It keeps turning and turning and turning. And it's just like a merry-go-round. When are we going to get off? Are we going to do it in this new year? We shouldn't. We should let that old revolving door stay where it is last year. But we had, like I said, we have to forget about what we did last year and who did this and who did that. And it seemed like this new year seemed like it's trying to start in that direction. And we don't need for it to start in that direction. That direction is no good. We're trying to start in a new life. It's like a new life and a new way. We have to start in a way that I'm so happy that I can get up and walk out and run and knock on my neighbor's door and say, good morning, neighbor, how you doing? Or Sister Smith, how you doing? And, you know, a lot of things we could do in this new year that can be great. But still, some of you are still hanging on what happened last year. Some of you are still hanging on the old stuff or what he did to me last year. I'm going to get him this year. No, let it go. Love your brother. Love your sister. We all brothers and sisters. Love them. Love them till they can't. Till you don't have enough love to pour out. And sometimes we got enough love, it runs over and over and over. And everybody needs love. We all need love. And we got to have love for one another. So stop. Bring the new year in right. And bring the new year being grateful. Because if this new year is going to be one heck of a year, it's going to be one heck of a year where we have to do things and try to and live together. Don't let it be where we can't get together this year. Let it be the year of happiness and hope and loving and fun. Because I'm looking forward for a great new year. You're listening. This is Talktainment Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and my topic is the new year. Hopefully that we can pull ourselves together, and we need to pull ourselves together. There's too much going on. I know there's sickness going around, but we have to sit and pray on that to heal other people's body. There's a lot of sadness that's got to be removed, but we don't want to have this in this year. Let it die and let it stay where it is. Let it stay where it is. Don't bring it in this year. Let it stay there. But this year, we got to have a brand new year of love, peace, and happiness. And we got to have a love year of love and hope. Let this year be beautiful. And let this new year be love and kindness. And that's the way we all should feel about this new year. Secondly, our second hunch is that we're the people and we need to learn to love and be kind. We need to love my sisters, my brother. The next thing I'd like to say is that this year that all of us need to be trusting one person, the Creator, the one who created us, the one who put breath. I'm talking about the Heavenly Father in Heaven, God, and His Son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was here, I'm trying to do my best on this. When Jesus Christ was on this earth, a lot of people that saw Him and saw what He did was some were curious. Some had heard about Him. Some had seen the miracles He performed. Some had seen the miracles that He did perform. Some of them have seen times where He had taken His time out to sit and talk to the little ones and talk to the sinner man. He has talked to the preacher that's been down hard on their luck. Jesus was a kind and loving man. He was the Father of the heavens and the earth. He was the Son of the Father of the heaven and the earth. Did God so love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we all may have the right to free to the life? Now, I hope I'm correct. But, you know, we have to kind of say this. Jesus, I love you. I need your help. And when the problems go down on, get down too far where we can't handle it, you need to go put it in Jesus' hand. Because there's no problem too big or too small he can't handle. We cannot handle the great big problems that is out of our hands. We try. We get in the way. Instead of him, let's step aside and let him have it. There's problems that you and I have, but we try to solve them for ourselves, but it doesn't work. Because when it doesn't work and it doesn't succeed, we're back behind the eight ball. And once we get behind that eight ball, we got to fight our way out. Just leave the take your burdens to, as the song said, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And leave them there and stay there. And he'll sit down and look at them. Just like a judge in a courtroom, listen to two lawyers fighting over a case. One's trying to get something, the other one's trying to hold something. One's trying to send a person to jail, the other one's trying to keep him out. But this is the way Jesus Christ is. He gets our problems, and he look at them. And he look at them, well, there's nothing to him, say, oh, I can handle this. And when he said, well, I can just do this, and it's over with. And this is what we have to do. We can't hold on to everything that's bugging us. We can't hold on to the thing that's going to deny us the good things in life. Because once you hold on to something, it will destroy you. There's things that people that hold on that can't be in a way that we cannot even trust it. But if I can't, I have to trust Jesus Christ to handle my problems. And every morning, we should all get down on our knees. I mean, at night when they go to bed, and in the morning, we should get on our knees and pray. Dear Lord, help me. Get me whatever I got myself into. Get me out of it. And take it away from me. That's all we have to do. And there's some of us got stuff that they will not let go. And some of us got stuff that was trying to hold on. I'm not trying to say that you can hold on to hold on for life. They hold on, but some do hold on to life, for life. Some do get involved, get to the point where they're going to take it to their grave with them. They're not going to let it go. But you got to sit down, step aside, and let the Lord handle it. You got to step aside and let that problem get out of your life and out of your system. Because sometimes problems do not let you get as far as you want to. You may think you can hold on to it and get ahead, but you ain't. You have to drop them. You have to forget about them. You have to let them dissolve. It's just like a glass of, like an Alka-Seltzer pill. You're dropping it in water and it dissolves into physics. This is what we have to do. The problems that we got to let it go. And get rid of the hurt, pain, and the anger that we have. We got to get rid of the hurt, pain, and the knowledge that, hey, God loves us, and we have to love him. But we got to learn, let these problems and let him handle it. Because if we don't let him handle it, we will never get anywhere. We have to get out the way and let ourselves get out and let him go ahead on with it. God loves you. God will take care of you. And then see what your problem is. So, remember, let the Lord handle it. And this new year, and like I said, let him walk with you in this new year. Okay, y'all. This is Dr. Bass Clark Smith, and this is Stairway to Heaven on YouTube, and we're about to say love you. See you next time.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, welcome back. This is Stairway to Heaven, and you're listening on TalkTameRadio.com, and this is Dr. Bass, Claude Smith. And my topic was the new year. We want to bring the new year in right and want to do the right thing for the new year and make the new year happy. Now, as I said, I'm saying this. Hopefully next year, everybody has different towns, different states. I don't see having a gospel festival. Cincinnati has his jazz and music fest. Columbus has its ribbon jazz fest, and Chicago, Indiana, they have their music fest. But nobody has ever played, had a gospel fest here. If they have, I haven't heard of it. But I'm putting this out now. I'm asking all managers of different groups, promoters, choir directors, next year, we can all get to talk about putting on the biggest gospel fest right downtown Columbus at the Commons Park. I think this will be a nice family event, and this will be a nice thing to have for the families. We need this big go. I'm asking for this gospel fest because I really, really, really believe it could be done. Myself, like I said before, this festival is needed very much. And it's been on my heart for the past ever since that build that park and ever since they had the musicals down there, it's been on my heart for years and years and years and years. And it's been back. I've been holding it back. And I can't hold it back no longer, and I can't keep it no longer. So I'm asking, please, all promoters, and all managers of different groups, please contact me at 614-817-5588 so we can set up a meeting to do this. Because about time Columbus really needs to do something big. I watch on Facebook different groups from different states, Mississippi, North Carolina, Georgia, West Virginia, you name it, they got it. They had them big, they got them big gospel shows, and they got them groups, seems like they got groups from everywhere down south going in there doing that. But we need to understand, need to get one here in Columbus. And Columbus should be able to do this. If we can do this, try for the first year, which I say hopefully by next year. We're trying to wait to see what this pandemic's going to do. We got to find out about social distance. There will be social distance, but we got to see how this thing is going to do, or this Omicron, whatever this other part is going to do. And I'm hoping, pray that the Lord says that I'll be well to get this thing next year. I'm looking forward to it next year. And I'm looking forward to be next year. By the way, Stairway to Heaven and is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church with Kaiser Jones Jr.'s pastor and the Keys of Harmony. Like I said, the Keys of Harmony, we had a lot of sickness in the group. We start singing, things start going, all of a sudden people start getting sick. And we don't know when, what, why, how, but, you know, the body can only stand so much. It can take so much. But we do have, you know, sickness does come up on us and come around us. But like I say, after the group get together, get back together, we will be out, and we're just trying to wait and see how far this illness is going to go within the group. Like I said, I've been I'm going back to my announcement that I'm looking forward to have us a great big show, a big gospel show. I was talking to a guy on the phone today. He is the cousin of Paul Beasley. How many of y'all remember Paul Beasley of the Keynotes? Well, his name is Edward, and he's from Louisiana, South Charles, Louisiana. And he was telling me that he is going to be sending me some stuff from down south from the groups down there. And I told him what he had to do. And any group that got some, just email Talktainment Radio to give us permission to play it on the air. So I give just all you do is send it to talktainmentradio.com. And after you get it to us, that's giving us permission. What's the logo of the group? They give us permission to play the song for you. Another thing is that hopefully that things will be better, be a little brighter, but I am looking for us to be together all the way. One thing I would like to say is that we don't have things. One thing I want to say that hopefully that things will go back together with the Columbus. And I'm praying, hoping that we can build Columbus back up. Regardless of what happened in the past, we need to let it go and let it die down. Let's start out new this year. Let's bring this year with a big bang, and the next following year with a big bang. But my heart is set on the gospel festival, the musical, next year. And I'm hoping that we can get some groups in here, all local talent, along with the pro groups. They're going to be, I know some of your churches out there wondering, well, what about us choirs? Okay, you choir directors, you can call me too. We're going to set a night up for you too. And the praise dancers. The choir and the praise dancers may be one night, and the quartets will be on another night. But I hope and pray that we can bring this together and make it big. But I'm asking and begging, please, all directors, get together. This is Deborah Sykes, So Many Times. And this is my wife's testimony.
The Lord made a way for me. He picked me up, oh yes he did, and turned me around. He placed my feet on a solid ground. So many times the Lord made a way for me.
Okay, that was Deborah Snipes, and so many times the Lord made a way for me. Hopefully, I can get a hold of her and get permission. She got a lot of stuff out there, and I try to find out where she is and try to get talk to her. Might try to see how much it costs for her to get here to Columbus to sing. So many times, I'm going to take a look. Let me say this. So many times we do things and wonder why they happen. And so many times, you know, the Lord has done so much for us and break away for us. Now, this here is Curtis Foster, Jr. Hello, this has been delivered by Kirk Foster Sr. He is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he is a member of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. He's one of the lead singers of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. They got a new set now, like he said, because some of the originals have gotten sick and, can't travel, but they have a new set. His brother, Sandy Foster, he is the manager of the Blind Boys, and he has taken over the group since Clarence Fountain and all the others had gone. So there is the fact that he's a member. He's been a member of the Blind Boys for about 12 years. And when he's not, he has his own group too. When they're not singing, Curtis has his own group. He's here last month. He was here in December last month. And Curtis and I, we're homeboys, and he did his song, he did his thing. Now, this is Shirley MacNaille saying, "You Can Count on Me." This is a new artist also.
I've been serving the Lord for many years. There's been some good times and there've been some tears. But I made a promise and I'm going to keep it. No matter how long the road gets, I'm gonna stay with God. Because I won't run. Some serious foes. He's not looking for people to be perfect. He wants the one that's willing to give their all. He wants the one to stay with him even after a fall. Telling you from my heart, I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid
to stand and say. Agree all the time, but as far as my God, I know you can.
You can count on me.
Oh.
I won't run.
You can count on me.
You can count on me.
was Shirley MacLaine and singing You Can Count on Me. I believe she is from North Carolina. And that's the newest one, the newest groups that I have. I have a lot of other new groups, which groups will be coming my way. But we're going to, once we get the chance to get the permission to play them, you will be hearing them. There's a lot of them you will hear. Ladies and gentlemen, the Keys of Harmony.
It's me.
It's me, oh Lord. That's the Keys of Harmony, standing in the knees of prayer. As I said before, we will be out, back out after all the people get well. We're hoping to come back with full force and being stronger than ever before, the Lord say the same. But as I'm going to give my little shout out right here to the Core Lab, to Mom, Bebe's daughter, we call her Miss Troublemaker, Latoya, Scott, and all the rest of my co-workers there out there at the Core Lab. I'm giving you a beautiful shout-out, telling you, say, hey, hello, and how you doing? Hope to see you Monday full of well and vibrant race. Getting back to this. Next year, as I said before, I'm going to be pushing it for the rest of this year. Next year, by the grace of God, next year, we can give the biggest gospel fest here in the city of Columbus, down at the Commons Park. There will be, you know, people say, why are you giving, trying to get Commons Park? Because I believe we can do it. And if I talk to the recreation people, talk to them, and see how much it's going to run us. If we can run it for two nights, I'm asking for every talent here in the city of, every gospel singer here in the city of Columbus, gospel group that's here in the city of Columbus, two managers, promoters, all meet me, and I'll be going to different programs announcing this, and I'll be hopefully that we can get this thing on the road, because right, truthfully, if Cincinnati, Chicago, Georgia, all them other places can have big things like this, we should be able to have it ourselves. I hope I believe this is going to be the first ever gospel fest, and hopefully we can get it going for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. This has been on my heart. It's been with me for a long time, and I've been putting it back. But I'm hopefully hoping that we can get this gospel fest together. And I'm looking for it. And when this gospel fest comes, I'm looking for it. Hopefully we'll get some programs. This is a new group. Okay, this is Dr. Baseball Smith. This song is called My Soul Love Jesus. It's a pretty song. I'd like to say before that we will be having, like I said, the Gospel Fest is coming next year. And hopefully that we'll have a nice time together. This is Dr. Bass, and that's a Stairway to Heaven. And I'd like to say that whoever, don't take no wood nickel. And just remember that mine is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. And this is speaking for Refuge Baptist Church, Keys of Harmony in the city of Columbus. I'd like to say goodbye, bye, and hope to see you next year. Next week will be the Reverend Marcus Green will be coming in with me. Thank you.